Mike Nichols' New America. New love and new actors and what they could do better than even they did. He made Dustin Hoffman a star in The Graduate, a movie about love and America.
Mr. Robinson, I think you're the most attractive of all my parents' friends.
And here in the film Carnal Knowledge, he made fun of America's sexual revolution and got Jack Nicholson and Art Garfunkel to share the silver screen.
There's a way to talk to girls, you know. Tell her a joke.
What joke?
Tell her about your unhappy childhood.
That's not bad.
But don't make it like an act.
Nichols himself shared the small screen with Elaine May. Nichols and May were a legendary comedy team long before Mike Nichols became known as one of the greatest directors of all time. Here they are back in the 1950s joking about the quiz game scandals.
I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little girl.
Yeah, terrible thing.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. If they had to fix the little girl...
Yeah, fixed her.
...to rig the quiz...
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's nine.
Yeah. I suppose they said, kid... you want to make some money. That's how I put it to my child.
Nichols' comedic timing is part of why he was such a genius. The fact that he could do whatever the actors could do. He could read any line, play any part. It was why they so revered him and loved working with him. Here's Dustin Hoffman speaking in 2010 when Mike Nichols received his AFI Life Achievement Award.
God bless you, sir. You're more than a great director. You're a real artist down to your toes because you're insanely courageous. You took a chance on me. You should never have done that. You allowed us to work from ourselves. No one has ever done that before or since. Keep doing it.
And here's Meryl Streep, who he directed in Silkwood.
I started to fall in love with you over and over and over again. No explanation of our world could be complete and no account or image of it so rich if we didn't have you.
Just rattle them off, the hits and the labors of love. Catch 22, Working Girl. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
You see, George didn't have much push. He wasn't particularly aggressive. In fact, he was sort of a flop. A great big fat flop.
Oh, stop it, Mother.
I hope that was an empty bottle, George. You can't afford to waste good liquor.
Why is Congress saying one thing and doing nothing?
Well, tradition mostly.
Charlie Wilson's War, Angels in America, Annie, and then the really wacky stuff, Spamalot and the Birdcage.
Oh, that's nonsense. On a day like this, I'll buy you anything you want.
Anything I want? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to change my shoes.
I'll buy you a pair.
I have no pants.
I'll buy you sandals.
Armand!
He died on Wednesday at age 83, having won an Oscar, a Tony, a Grammy, and an Emmy for his work, one of the very few to have ever done that. And he even told a story when he accepted his Tony in 2012 that surprised the audience.
I've been up here before. Not at the last year's Tonys, but this was my neighborhood movie theater when I was a kid. And I once won, on a Saturday kids matinee, I won a pie-eating contest. It was nice. But this is nicer. You see before you a happy man. I have to thank Rebecca Miller because she trusted us to do Arthur Miller's greatest play. And I got to do his play, and I got to do it with a cast straight from heaven. Oh, God, I can't talk about them. Like they couldn't... Oh, God, it. Bleep it out. It's very simple. I can't talk about them. I love them too much.
You may be able to bleep out his curses, but there's no way to bleep out the influence of Mike Nichols on entertainment, on America, and in showing us all how to love the work of great art.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.